reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebub that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus was accused of driving out demons by the power of Beelzebub by some of the crowd, he knew their intentions. Their thoughts were to destroy him. When others, to test him, asked for a sign from heaven, they were not as open and direct as those who accused Jesus outwardly, but they masked their intentions by asking for a sign from heaven. But Luke tells us that Jesus knew their thoughts. They could not deceive him, no matter how clever their attempts to trap him in his speech. Jesus knew their thoughts. And Jesus knows my thoughts. Knowing this can be consoling at times and disturbing at other times. There are times when a well-intentioned action or word has been misunderstood and others may think badly of us. We know that our intention was good, but there may be no way to adequately clarify or rectify the misconception. Can we allow the fact that Jesus knows my thoughts be a source of peace for us at such a time, no matter what others may think? And there are also times when our actions seem to be motivated by good, well-intentioned thoughts, but they are not. We may do the right thing for the wrong reason, or a reason that is not as noble as it might appear. Does the fact that Jesus knows our thoughts disturb us and cause us to realize our need for some inside work, some change, some conversion? Some people believe that working on the outside, our habits, behavior patterns, will influence us and eventually change us on the inside, influence our attitudes, our disposition, our way of thinking, the way we perceive things. There is some truth to this, I suppose. I think much of my early formation in religious life many years ago was based on this premise. But I strongly believe that when our thoughts, our motives, our attitudes are in accord with the way Jesus thinks, we will be more at one with him, and our actions will flow from this frame of mind. So how do we get our thoughts chosen to align with Jesus' thoughts, his way of thinking? How do we cultivate the mindset of Jesus? We ask the Holy Spirit, the finger of God, to work in us, to bring about this conversion, to give us the mind of Jesus. We ask for the grace to think as Jesus does right now, in whatever situation we find ourselves. When we think as Jesus does, we will do as Jesus would do. Then we will find great comfort in remembering that Jesus knows our thoughts. And this will bring joy to both of us.